Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, no matter where you're listening, around the world, this is Sedona Talk Radio.
Welcome to Opening the Doors of Heaven with Alvin. This hour, you will receive powerful revelations and a glimpse into the world where mystery and miracles are commonplace. Here is your host, Alvin.
Good evening from where I am, my beloved brothers and sisters. I am so delighted to be with you. And we've got an hour ahead of us and all sorts of interesting topics to tackle. And, you know, the interesting thing of it is that I actually don't know the answers to what I wrote. And I wrote this description myself about the angels and their important role. So literally, as you learn tonight, I'm going to learn with you. Because of the fact that it has to come through me rather than from me. We are on the verge of a pod, and this is going to be a most exciting week coming up, starting on Monday for 5 days. Our oracles from the various sacred orders around the world have flown in. We have people coming from Europe and Ireland. Actually arrived 3 minutes before the show began. We had to quickly put her in a bedroom so she could rest, and here we are. And so, my brothers and sisters, we are expecting great things because the oracles have simply known for some time that this Christmas pod is promising to be quite extraordinary. We don't know what is coming, but that it is something stupendous is for sure. Many of the bodies of information that have come through, I've just had bits and pieces, and every time I try and work on them, and the answer is no, not yet, the information mustn't be looked at yet, just get them exactly on the right day. And it isn't that linear time exists, or that the becoming of the unfolding of the cosmos has to be linear, but there nevertheless is a very real development that happens to the cosmos. It has to get concepts, then the concepts have to be rooted. That's one of the reasons why it's quite important when we have those websites and bodies of information that we've received, that at least a certain number of those people will, of our people that are the main light workers on Earth today, will at least take the trouble of looking at them. It's important because it puts roots down. When I bring the information in, it comes in so rapidly that right now, if you ask me what I wrote on one of these websites, I would be hard-pressed to remember. It comes through me as it flows through the oracles with their sigils they receive and the illustrations that add to the websites, who I'm so grateful for. But nevertheless, it comes through at such a rapid rate. So I am like the wings with the oracles and the masters in the classes, and you are like the roots. So it is important that we study those websites. We had one go up yesterday, and it is the astrologyofisis.com, www.astrologyofisis.com. It has that, but it has more. It also has a whole new body of information that deal with 144 self-wheels, and we've been putting here and there, just because they're so exquisite we can't stand to not put them on, we've been putting them on my daily blogs, just so you can start to work with them and get a feel for them and use them, because they are like mandalas. But as they've been coming in, I've known that the information wasn't yet time to be released. Yesterday, as it went onto our website, it became the second body of information of the Isis Astrology, which is, you know, astrologyofisis.com. And so we have the two bodies of information on there. These are the creative principles of the firstborn. We had said that at the very beginning, like the white light that sheds its colors through a prism, humanity and the firstborn, the major light workers on Earth, of the Infinite Mother and Father, were given specific powers. These powers eventually fractured, if you will, into the beautiful light of the angel magic, the fairy magic, and so on, the various, you know, the Toltec Nahual immortality information is part of it. All of these things have been given, but they came from an original principle. We have got, as yet, three more rings on this rose. And the rose that we're speaking of is the rose of human DNA. And so the rose has been very particular because we had 130 petals to the rose before. And now we have more petals. And we had 130 orders of angels. Now we are receiving three more bodies to come in the week. And in the week to come, I don't know what, but it will have to be something that pertains to the manifestation of intent. Because every ring on that rose has bodies of information that it represents in addition to the human DNA template, in addition to the cosmic DNA template. And so having just received three new rows. I finished it last night on Monday. Before I start my class, I'll run it down to be scanned, and we'll hopefully get it up on the website for you by Monday night. So my brothers and sisters, we've had a rose up on our blog. Look Monday, you'll see the extended rose. What is the meaning of it? I don't know. I only completed it last night. So I haven't had much time for anything today, and so today has been the day that this goes into effect, and next week we'll receive it to write it down. So let's begin and ask exactly, and I'll have to ask Mother questions just like somebody would have an interview, because much of what I'm going to be speaking about tonight, in fact, just about all of it, I don't know. So let's start with this issue of the rose's rings. Let's ask the mother if three more rings have been added in terms of complexity to the human DNA and what the meaning of it is. And then, of course, we want to know those three rings would most certainly deal with bodies of information and magic that is to come in, regarding manifestation abilities of man. I have spent 2 hours this afternoon sorting through your emails. I faxed 17 pages 10 minutes before the show began to my office so that they can answer some of your emails, because I very regrettably have fallen behind. And so at this point, I just want to say that there was an email in there from a lady who said that she was so sad that her manifestation, when she does so much self-work, isn't quicker. My brothers and sisters, it has been the absolute mission statement over these last years for me to make it that we can do the self-work and it immediately manifests. If we have done that much self-work, it is our birthright. I know this. But it has taken layer and layer and layer of putting things in place and clearing obsolete things away for us to get to the place where we are. Let's take a look and see what it is that pertains to, and we'll ask Mother the questions that I've just framed. Okay, Mother says, Ishkayeska hunichkiava tilkunihiakai ishuktuskevich yachnasata bikia unuch. Mother says three major categories of angelic beings were created this day. This is why this is the topic of today. She says, within the first order that was created, and sorry, let me just take a look at this. There are 72 categories of angelic beings. Within the next order that was created, there are 96 categories of angelic beings. And then the final order was created late this afternoon, Pacific Standard Time, and Mother is saying that it has 144 orders of angels. Our beautiful Sister Karen, the oracle of several of these holy orders, is possibly already in Newport, or she's on her way here, but she'll be here for this next week, and she started to receive massive amounts of angelic sigils, and that's the reason why. So Mother is saying that it is time for me to speak their languages, and that she's going to allow me to ask them some questions. So, my brothers and sisters, I have not a clue what language they're speaking. So if you would bear with me, it's one of those moments of trusting in which I just have to be still and have them speak to me. As I hear it, I will have to repeat it to you. It's new language to me. And then I must translate what it is they're saying. Nunuch berisparet etret. Iskla verhut sper erut stanuch barasva eskletvu ustet min es her plaunat birstechvi krihunat eres stavi. They say that indeed they are angels of the three new rings in the cosmos that have formed of kingdoms. They say these rings represent capabilities within the human DNA. The abilities that have been given in the human DNA would allow anyone that wishes to expand beyond even the paradigm. Paradigm's not the right word, excuse me. Beyond the existing reality of the cosmos. Verskilichba hures perut urnastet, kiu es hur estetvi eskla birkna urvaset. In order to understand the new capabilities that have been given to man, it is necessary to understand some of that which has transpired upon this most holy day of our birth. Bersplek rut stamak belis uritra, min herek utra versplatve kruk na erek baruch stabelhek stitva peresh ruk etret nen hur za vel efrim. They say that we awakened from the dream into the infinite being. We were a reality that spread across the infinite as one of many layers. They say many is not the right word. They say countless layers. In other words, my brothers and sisters, they are saying that we are like a page within a book. And the page within the book is what formed life is. And then the rest is of the pages in this very in this book that has actually no number to the pages. If there are that many pages, we are but one page. Okay. Gespannek verhut est het bilik parut. Don't you need to take a break now for the other talking to happen? They're trying to tell me to take a commercial break. My brother, sister, I'm sorry, I find this highly amusing. Let's take a quick commercial break and I'll be right back after these messages.
The Gift of the Unicorns is now available from Almeen. The magical book answers the question, do mystical creatures like the winged horse Pegasus, mermaids, and giants truly exist? What is their roles, and how can they be called upon for assistance? In their own words, the unicorns reveal where they went during the ages of darkness, their heroism in preserving purity and innocence, their golden shoes, and the secret mission they undertook for the mother of all creation. To receive your copy of this amazing book of sacred secrets, The Gift of the Unicorns, go to www.spiritualjourneys.com or call 502-499-0016 today. The world of mysticism has yet another reason to rejoice. Almeen has authored another manuscript of profound knowledge. It's entitled, Opening the Doors of Heaven, Revelations of the Mysteries of Isis. Through a time travel tunnel linking Ireland and Egypt, Isis has sent a small group of masters to prepare for the day when the mysteries would once again be released to the world to restore balance and enhance life. They established the Order of the White Rose to guard the sacred objects and the secrets of Isis. In an unprecedented event heralding the advent of a time of light, these mysteries are released for the very first time. Packed with truly thought-provoking information, this book is bound to have an indelible impression on not only the reader, but on global New Age philosophy. To reserve your copy of this groundbreaking work, go to www.spiritualjourneys.com or call 502-499-0016.
Have been opening the doors of heaven with Almeen. For more information on your own spiritual journey, log on now to www.spiritualjourneys.com. Now back to Almeen.
The message that they were trying to give me a few minutes ago, I'd like them to repeat so that I can translate it for you. I did not yet translate. So they are saying, Bisplek Piriturutvi Per Esnut Klaharak Basta Kirs Etretne Ishbak La U Erek Net Bilispranut Verspata. Oh, my goodness, I don't quite understand what they said. Excuse me just a second. Let me ask Mother what it is I don't understand here. Skiashkaya kuikine shaya. Piskuikina uye. Vashpayinexi. Ishkuikuienete. Ipahkaya vai. Shkiokunas vasa. Kiachba uknetre. Ishtach na usetve balaknut. This mother is saying, the angel group that is speaking to me, and I'm just going to ask our technician, our Ruchir, that is our sound person and our radio person currently, to write that down for me, actually, because I won't remember this, but they say they're called the balaknut. The angel group that is speaking to us. The Balaknut is saying, according to what Mother has just said, and what they were trying to say to me, in the pages in which we are, my brothers and sisters, but one page off, we have not been able to see the infinite among us. And the reason for that is that we can only see the light where we are. And that light where we are is like seeing a red spot that you draw on a red piece of paper. You don't see the spot very well. So the infinite has been seen only in the spectrum where we can see humans in. So it's very difficult to see the glory and majesty of the infinite personage among us. And so it's been the case throughout the cosmos. Nishpach bilik ratvi skeles urharaknat ba arus. Nintrat mil eklut huret tereknuch za u va fra ba u him. Keles straudnat erestruk. Mispa plek vranek barut. The qualities that have been given by these additional two rings, not only within the DNA of man this day, but within the cosmic DNA, enables us to see two levels further. The two levels further will allow us to start to see the mother's light. So as the mother is among us on earth, we will start to see light that is not of this page on which we're on. In other words, we are genetically being prepared for the ability to access two additional pages. The page we're on, they are saying, Birik tranek vilis barit per uskla harach nentrut vilis baek etret min hur skelet vivra parestu. They say that the two additional pages that we're on will allow us to see the infinite, but also to hear the infinite. Because if the infinite appears to us only in the tones and the light that we see everything else in, it is not properly, and it is not the right word. We don't have the right word for an androgynous being, my brothers and sisters. So forgive me, I will just say mother and therefore she. But this is now an androgynous, infinite, genderless being. To me, as I am in the presence of this androgynous infinite, there is still a female body. So I will just say she. So we can now hear her voice and we can see the light. So now what I want to know from them is then why is there a third ring that has appeared? What is that third ring for if the other two give us the abilities to hear and to see the octaves of light of those two pages? And I let me also ask them, what is the difference between our pages, our page, and the additional pages? Nirk pranik verhet eklet uras, tri hurnat esplet mi uret ma u hurna viset eklet vi harestrava. They say that our white light has only three primary colors. And actually, yesterday, when I was doing a pre-record for another show, some of this information did come through, but I'd like them to explain it to us as though I know nothing about it, because they're bound to give me things that I don't know. They say our white light in our cosmic life of formed individuations has three primary colors. They say that there is an additional white light beyond that on the next page of the infinite being that has seven primary colors, and that the page beyond that has 12 primary colors. And I would be deducing from this that the page beyond that has 20 primary colors. My brothers and sisters, I will tell you that I've seen the next level of light during this day, and that it is white, but at the same time of seeing, then I got cut off. So let me repeat everything that I have said. We have three primary colors. The next level has seven. Today, for the first time, I've been able to see white light that has those seven primary colors in it. It is white, but it is not white in that it's not a flat white. You can actually see the other colors within it. And there are colors that I can't quite describe to you, of course, but that I have never seen before. And they're in there as though you're looking at an opal. But the opal has the colors on the surface. The white has it in its depths. So to the best of my ability, what I can explain. So let's just ask them again a little bit about this. If the two rings are enabling us to see the additional colors of white, if we see the infinite who is radiating it out, as well as hear in her voice, the glory and the majesty, if we can do that, what is the third ring for? Because this day we got three new rings in our DNA, three rings of angelic groups have formed, and three additional, it's like rings, but it's not rings because all the rings have condensed into one. Three additional fields have formed within individuated life. So what is the third one for? Rik tranik net beret ukles min hurch paves kle uruk nastarach baut helbish prarutna akla estunach vibir kla ura. I had from the Master Christie of the Order of the Serpent Mound a little message on my Twitter before, and I'm not computer literate, my brothers and sisters, this is all courtesy of Ruchir, our tech person, who puts up the Twitters and will receive questions from you as we, if you want to, on our Twitter as the show goes on. But the point is that we received there from her a request to speak about Arakana, because so many of the masters have for the past weeks, including our master Nettie, who's part of the Sacred Order of the Infinite One Life. She's got bitten by so many spiders that she had to go to the hospital, and she never saw a single spider. Christy has gotten bitten by spiders. I have two spider bites that happened on my leg. I could feel them bite me, but I could not see them. And then one night I saw them, and they're about the size of grapefruit. So we've had a lot of this happening to the masters, and she's asking about this because she's had this presence of Arakana, and you can read about Arakana in our book, A Life of Miracles, and also in Journey to the Heart of God. The angels have just said that their answer will answer what she gives us also. And so let's take a quick commercial break. In other words, the answer will give the information that Arakana has been trying to give to the Master Christie. So let's just have a quick commercial break, and then we'll come back and we'll discuss this.
The book, A Life of Miracles, Mystical Keys to Ascension. This book is deeply inspiring and motivational in its content. It is unique in its field of making man's relationship as a microcosm to the macrocosm understandable to both beginning and advanced readers. Its detailed guide to living a joyous and balanced life provides a carefully laid out map to achieving the magnificent destiny that beckons at the apex of human experience, ascension. Elmine's gift as a mystic are a revelation to all who know her. She is an international phenomenon and certainly deserves to be. That's from His Excellency, Sir Koval Young, Governor General of Belize in Central America. What a priceless experience to be able to catch a glimpse into one of the most remarkable lives of our time. This book is bound to have an indelible impression. That's from the Ambassador Armin Sarkeesian, former Prime Minister of the Republic of Armenia. To receive a copy of this book,
premier CDs, online magazine, workshop, or lecture downloads, go to www.almine, spiritual, journeys, journeys.com or call 502-499-0016.
You have been opening the doors of heaven with Almin. For more information on your own spiritual journey, log on now to www.spiritualjourneys.com. Now back to Almin.
Well, we were just about to ask them why that third ring is there and what its function is. So let's go through this and we'll see what it is. Birsplit prek pranet hur eklet virk bahrut min hur save per ek eklet ve berstat vi helsut enek urak narat. Birsplas praruch, kers ba uklevri, ver ek utrat min hursetvi, kelherut astrava. The third ring that has formed, if you will, in this template of the DNA of humanity is the gate. It opens the gate, I beg your pardon. So it opens the gate. And the gate comes online so that those frequencies can be accessed. I'm not saying this right, my brothers and sisters. Excuse me, let me just listen one more time. They are saying to me that that ring comes online when 12 things are in place. There are 12 attributes that have to be cultivated. And when those attributes are cultivated, then the 13th one, the gate that isn't a gate is what they're calling it. The gate that isn't a gate, the spaceless space opens up and we are able to let in those frequencies and light that we then, the other two rings, give us the capacity to see and hear. In other words, we can see and hear them now. It's like saying, I can hear church bells, but the church bell is ringing outside the house and you've got your windows and doors closed, and even though you can hear them, the sound isn't coming through. So there is the instruction that they're giving us is that there is this coming week 12 attributes that have to be cultivated. And the cultivation of it will then open the ability to access it. The other two rings are the ability to hear and see it. Bilich branek perus. It is really not accurate. Ber ek rut na veresklatvi strau bereknut, to speak of the leaves of the book as separate. Pilik brarut minhur usklatve estru arak nabiret prarut husba klen urat vi erestrava. They are saying that the 12 attributes, which are gates within the body, are connected to the 12 strands of DNA that we got once we left the dream. They're saying once life was created, but I understand that they can't see before that. My brothers and sisters, in the early weeks of November and the last weeks of October, we have spoken about this on other shows, that we actually exited the dream. And we became, for the first time, formed from the infinite being itself. So When that happened, we obtained 12 strands of DNA. I don't know if they're visible to the human eye or not, but we have 12 strands. They say that there are 12 gateways that open in the body, then the 13th opens. They pertain to 12 DNA strands that, when they come fully online, the 13th opens. And the 13th DNA strand, which is in the middle, becomes a portal that isn't a portal. Nik tranik bilis etruk menher parut bilshpra viristrat hersklu urechve trau haravabit. They say that there are 13 main joints in the body, that the gateways pertain to those joints becoming clear. Those joints hold particular memories of the dream that need to be cleared. As those hold memories that need to be cleared, there will be a clearing happening so that the DNA strands come online. I ask them now, where is the 13th joint? Kinechvir barustra elspranik virithut, where the skull joins the upper part of the neck, is the 13th joint. And when that opens, then when that is cleared, then the DNA's central channel will open. The rose that we drew for you in A Journey to the Heart of God and in A Life of Miracles is the simplified version of the rose that you are currently finding on the blog, and which is a simplified version of what you will find on Monday. But let's take the simple rose. It's got a circle, 3 petals around the circle, 7 petals around that, 12 petals around that. That's the template of DNA in its simplest form. If you take a look at something that has 144 petals in its outer ring, it actually has 12 clusters of 12. So, velskrik verechtrutna velsprit pelek eretne verusklava. They say it is called 12 strands of DNA, but they are 12 fields containing 12 strands each. Ruchnetvi peres bilikvranek sparut. Esklet hurstechve rutba pelhesh unestratva kel echvrabit. They say that this coming week, the race that we know as the History Keepers of the Cosmos, and for those of you that have read The Gift of the Unicorns, the second half of it is the memory of the deep stages of the dream in which we were basically in until we became real, so to speak. So they say that during that time, they say that the Darklings are the History Keepers. They call them something else. I'm using the wrong term. They call them the chroniclers. They write the chronicles. They're not using the word history, because the word history presupposes a past, and we are currently in one long eternal moment. Verstet palak barut krik net eres drava. They have given designs to the oracle. They are referring to the oracle Aoife in Toronto, she's not in Toronto, I'm sure she's here in Newport tonight. They're glyphs that she will bring forth this week. They're beautiful drawings, and that they clear layers of memory of the dream. This needs to be done for the outer ring to come online. Vil hesperik nat elish utrat. Bersprat klavra. Nun haris bachvi. Estre varis estu. Well, they say that this day, the other three levels of life has had its membranes removed and have merged with our level. In other words, we are a page in the book. We have received the ability so far to see increased light and to hear the refined frequencies. There's a portal that has to be opened for the door to open and the sound of those church bells to come through. This has not yet happened. It's coming for the week. And if you look at our daily blog, my brothers and sisters, we will give you the work that you can do side by side with us as the major light workers on earth to be the pivot points for this to pivot for humanity. Humanity has not fully woken up from the dream. And this has to occur. Mirach parut esklet, histranek vabir eklet varas ustet. Thus, the gift of the darklings, those are the chroniclers they call, that I call the history keepers, will help to do the purification. When that occurs, the 12 gates of the 12 joints will open. And when that occurs, there are 12 attributes that must be cultivated, and the 13th DNA strand, which is the gate of no gate, will open, and what has already flooded the cosmos will become accessible to man. Nun trech barus esklet viris parut, kru arachvar min hur stavech esprek ve kla ruchve parus erenut. They are saying today has been another day of purification. They didn't use the word another, but I put that in there. They say it has been a day of purification. Valspach paruk et belis balak narut ber estre zin ufarach peres uklat min heres stratve pa uras efre trauhim. They say that the level of light and frequency that has come onto the earth today has necessitated another level of purification, not only for humanity but throughout the cosmos. Those that do not bring enhancement through their existence at the high levels in which we are entering this day, and specifically, they said, in the night for humanity, have been removed from life. They shall no longer individuate. My brothers and sisters, let's take a quick break, and we'll be back in a minute.
The Complete Power Of and the Mystical Keys series of radio programs are a part of the Premier CD set. They are available from Al Mean at www.spiritualjourneys.com. Request the entire Premier CD series set or the new book, Aruba Farina, The Book of Fairy Magic, by calling 502-499-0016 today.
The world of mysticism has yet another reason to rejoice. Al Mean has authored another manuscript of profound knowledge. It's entitled, Opening the Doors of Heaven, Revelations of the Mysteries of Isis. Through a time travel tunnel linking Ireland and Egypt, Isis has sent a small group of masters to prepare for the day when the mysteries would once again be released to the world to restore balance and enhance life. They established the Order of the White Rose to guard the sacred objects and the secrets of Isis. In an unprecedented event heralding the advent of a time of light, these mysteries are released for the very first time. Packed with truly thought-provoking information, this book is bound to have an indelible impression on not only the reader, but on global New Age philosophy. To reserve your copy of this groundbreaking work, go to www.spiritualjourneys.com or call 502-499-0016.
You have been opening the doors of heaven with our meme. For more information on your own spiritual journey, log on now to www.spiritualjourneys.com. Now back to our meme.
So my brothers and sisters, I wish to remind you of the bodies of information that have come out that match this rose that we are studying. The rose is the DNA that changes. The bodies of information that have come out is that which can be done with the enhanced capabilities of our DNA. If you look at the rose, the middle has the power of the infinite itself. Around it there are three petals. The white rose information of Isis, which we describe in opening the doors of heaven, and now we also have the astrology of Isis that came also out of the Isis libraries. I translated it when I went to Ireland, and the Irish masters are the custodians of those sacred libraries. And then there is the Order of the Serpent. The Order of the Serpent deals very specifically with the Toltec Nagual information. The Toltecs worked with Kundalini, and the Kundalini is brought through, you know, please take a look at our website, www.wayofthetoltecnagual.com. Because the information on immortality through the use of the Kundalini is part of this serpent magic. And it comes from the ancient Toltec teachings. And so, my brothers and sisters, the third one is the Order of the White Dove. And I've actually reversed the order on those. The second one is the White Dove. The third one is the serpent. But then around that, we have seven petals. And those seven petals is plant magic. The plant magic is profound. And today, great changes in the plant kingdoms were made. I will write about it on the blog tonight, and you should see it posted by tomorrow. But the seven windows of going into plant life, it is the most underestimated kingdom that I have yet encountered, the plant magic. We do not understand how profoundly they stimulate oracle abilities and many, many other gifts that they bring. Then around that, we have got 12 petals, and those are underwater kingdoms, my brothers and sisters, and to tell you the truth, it's untapped. They came in, they gave us a little bits of who they are and bits of magic, but we haven't even tapped into that. A whole ring of underwater beings, and that does not even include the mer people. So then around that, we've got 20 petals, and that contains the magic that's given in the Opening the Doors of Heaven book. That is the words of Mother. And we have an online book right now, and the physical book is actually at the printer, which is Windows into Eternity, which gives remarkable prophecies for our time and also remarkable secrets that we did not know about the earth and its people. And but the biggest gift that it gives, in my humble opinion, is the insight into how creation is made by the infinite being. That is the most extraordinary. And so that the words of the mother, and on Windows into Eternity on the website, the electronic book, there is the words in the father language. The father was initially in the dream mother's first creation. And in the dream, my brothers and sisters, he was created by Mother as just one of the creations, but nevertheless, his words were given and backed by her words, which you can't hear when you speak it, but it's backed by her words. He is no longer the firstborn. The true father is, in fact, the masculine part of the mother. But that is one of those petals. We've got the angel's magic. We have the God kingdom's magic. Then we have another form of serpent magic, which is the very large serpents called the Ashanta. Now, it deals with the Kundalini, but in a different way. It deals with sexuality and Kundalini. The serpent magic that's found in those first inner petals deals with Kundalini rising through ecstatic experiences, but you could, for example, experience it with a rose or a tree or a sunset. It doesn't have to be an actual physical intercourse. And we have recently given new sexuality that has come out because of the androgynous nature that of humanity at this point. We're the microcosm of the macrocosm. The infinite has become androgynous, and androgynous does not mean sexless, it means genderless. So fused is the masculine and feminine, unlike being a hermaphrodite where you can either express as feminine or express as masculine, there is no separation. In other words, there is no masculine and feminine. Cosmically, it doesn't exist anymore. You can accentuate the feminine as a woman or as a man, but it's not separable. It's inseparable. So we have there the fairy, elf kingdom magic and so on, all of that in that 20. Then we've got a ring of 33. This is a mathematical sequence I've spoken a lot about that is taking the place of the Fibonacci sequence. The 33 around that, my brothers and sisters, has the alchemy. You'll find that in masonry that, you know, you had to go through 30 degrees before you could really become a divine architect. This has been totally corrupted through the ages. But the 33 degrees were actually originally kept by the Rosicrucians, the Rosencrantz, and then the Masons kept the divine architect information. That is the next ring of 54. That's as far as we've had up until recently. Then we got the astrology of Isis, which pertains to taking charge of the influences in your life of the planets. Previously, the planets dictated. That was done away with. That astrology is obsolete because huge efforts have been made throughout the year of 2008 to remove entirely any programs that tell us how to live, because they created artificial intelligence throughout the cosmos. And astrology happened to just be one of them. Others are like genetic programming, genetic, hand me down, you're going to be this, you're going to look like that, that sort of thing. Multiple programs, even codes have been eliminated, like magical codes. The codes themselves formed that. Now, if we take a look further, we get the astrologies of Isis. Then we get to the next ring. And that makes the seventh ring, not counting that middle circle. The seventh ring, my brothers and sisters, is the ring of the firstborn, the manifestation, creative principles of the firstborn, the first gods and goddesses of humanity that were born at the very onset, deep in the dream. Humanity itself are the firstborn of the cosmos, but within it the major light workers form the firstborn, and this is your birthright. Now we have three additional rings. So now I have given you this preface so that I can ask the mother, what would be the next ring of magic? ישירתוך נסייץ, ורפקויהי. אינש וסקה, איקייק נמושקוי וסטה, פייחקונו וחייה נצ'י, מוסקוצ'וקוי נחייך, וצ'ק יא, אונה ושייק יא. Mother is saying that the next opens the higher codes of life. And it is indeed that which works with the 12 planets that we mention in the Isis of astrology. Within each of those planetary cores, there is a body of information that is like, she's explaining to me, I need to use a different word than codes, but I don't know what to call it. She says, call it intent. Okay, so there is a higher level of intent as we do the work of clearing the 12 main joints, and then the 13th, 12 attributes come online for, as our DNA comes online, the 13th one opens. What happens is the 12 planets around the Earth that is addressed in the Isis astrology bring the intent that the infinite has for them from the hearts of those planets online, which opens the 13th, which is the Earth, which opens a higher intention of life held in the heart of the infinite being. Peresh parachna, vilshpa uklet, those who have heard the information this time, this moment, she says, kiach pushkienas, kiresh kava, elisvavi, expect great changes in your bodies during this night. My brothers and sisters, it's closing time. My very much best wishes for you for already having a happy Christmas even before it begins. We'll be speaking throughout December, but I hope you have a wonderful, happy holiday time. If you want to see what I did for the holidays, go onto Twitter and you'll be able to see some photos and see where our pod members are. Hopefully we'll take some for you next week. And you don't need to be a member of Twitter, by the way, to go to my page. So much love, my brothers and sisters. I will speak again next Saturday.
We hope you have enjoyed today's show, Opening the Doors of Heaven with Armin. You can listen every Saturday at 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, right here on Sedona Talk Radio. That's every Saturday at 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. We'll see you next week.